News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. It is Monday, 850-437-1620, and you know what that means. Malcolm Ballinger's in the house with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good Monday morning to you, Malcolm.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah, already. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain today, but it's just so nice out right now.
Yes.
The temperature is so nice.
I think Mr. Thompson at the Chamber did his job.
He'll be in later.
Yes, that's what I figured.
So he'll be in later to talk about the Chamber of Commerce kind of days we're having.
Yes.
So how are you?
Actually, we were just talking before the show. For the first time in 3 weeks, I feel 100%. I've just been down with allergies and I don't know what else.
Good.
But I'm really feeling good. The weather's great.
Good.
I could run a 4-minute mile. That's how good I feel.
Oh, scary. Okay, I'll buy tickets to that. I want to see that now.
Yes.
So you played golf yesterday, I'm guessing?
Yes, I did.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yes. If I say so myself, I was very pleased with my game. So,
well,
yeah.
Okay. A little humility goes a long way.
Yes. Now, Saturday evening, I went to the White Tie Ensemble.
Oh, they're so much fun.
But prior to that, there was a get-together for 2001 Disco, which closed a few years ago, before my time. But I've become very friendly with Rick Starling, and so was invited. There was probably, I don't know, a lot of people, and they had disco music. And some people were dressed in the 80s.
Oh, gosh. Those hairdos, I'm telling you. those hairdos back then were just something. And I did it, too. There's a whole Farrah Fawcett thing going on after that. And
yeah.
Curls and frizzy. And
big shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Shoulder pads.
Yes.
Yes, I did have that wardrobe.
And that was a lot. That was a lot of fun.
That does sound like fun. And then their music's always, you'd never know it wasn't the real band when you go see them. They're amazing.
I chatted with a gentleman called Marshall who said he was a big fan of the show. So,
oh, good.
So that.
Well, good morning, Marshall.
Yes. If you're listening.
Yeah.
I appreciate the good comments.
You.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I often when I go to events, people say, I listen to the show. Enjoy
Very
it.
Good.
Yeah. So
Very
that
good.
Always makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully we're bringing a little sunshine into people's lives on Monday morning.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of negativity out there. I want to try to bring a little positive into your
Well,
day.
The world's not going too well right now.
It's a little.
But, you know, it'll all work out, I'm sure. It usually does.
Right.
This too shall pass, I think they say.
Yes, that's one of my favorite slogans.
Yes.
Very good. What's happening with Ballinger Publishing these days?
Well.
You had the April edition came out, the bridal edition, which was beautiful.
Yes, which got... a wonderful reception.
Oh yeah,
the bride was suitably
beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful and joyous and so now we look forward to next year. We got a lot of entries and it was very successful. So I was very proud of it. Kind of.
You should be. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just a great celebration of people getting married. You had the photos of everybody that had sent their photos in. So that was neat to see all the different brides in their dresses. I don't know. It's just a special day. No matter how you call it, it's a special day.
Well, I always say the bridegroom's there because he has to be. But it's the bride's day. And so a good bridegroom sort of stands by and smiles and says yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, honey. Starts practicing.
Yes, that's right.
Starts practicing. So you're listening to Pep Talk this morning with Malcolm Ballinger. If you have a comment or question for Malcolm about his publications or what he did this weekend, 850-437-1620. Definitely call in or text in. We've got downtown crowd in front of us, and it's got that cool cubed cover. And lots going on. Again, this is 'tis the season right now.
Yes.
For events. Goodness gracious.
I was reading in my downtown crowd, page 21, that the Crawfish Festival is actually next weekend.
It's this weekend coming up.
Well, this week, yes.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah.
And we had Fiesta was on here. Margaret Ann was here to talk about it. And, oh my gosh, it's going to be great. I think she said 30,000 pounds of crawfish or something.
Are you a crawfish
no.
lover?
No.
I'd lived in...
And I'm very open and honest about it. I will try one every year.
Yeah.
But it's just not for me. But I know people love it, love it, love it. And I'm all for it and have been, actually served up hundreds of pounds of crawfish on the beach. So, but it's just not my thing.
I lived in New Orleans.
Oh, there you go.
And so I was exposed to crawfish. I guess I like crawfish,
mm-hmm.
but I hate to have to fight for my food. Right. Or fight with my food, I guess.
Yeah, well, for me, I can't get past the visual. I just, something about it, now, and strange because I love lobster, but that doesn't bother me. But something about the tiny little crawfish with their little claws and their beady little eyes and the little, I can't.
Well, I think in New Orleans they call them mudbugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they're from.
Yeah. Well, that's, that doesn't sound a very attractive name. If you're going to market mudbugs, you need a different name.
I'm thinking you're probably right about that. But I know people love, I have friends that absolutely love. I went to a friend's house just a couple weeks ago. They had a big crawfish, 30 pounds of crawfish. Everybody sat over the table and cracked them open and ate them. It was a great party. Mm. But I had my hot dog over in the corner. that's just not my thing.
I tell you what I enjoyed more was most people, I think, part of the recipe when you boil crawfish is to put whole onions in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, corn and potatoes and onions and shrimp and
I enjoy,
crawfish bowl.
I enjoyed the potatoes and the onion because mushy, well-boiled onion is wonderful.
Okay. I have a listener that just texted in that crawfish etouffee pizza is delicious.
Wow.
Now, see, I like crawfish in soup or gumbo. Yeah. I mean, once it's already been taken out of the shells and everything, I'm good with the taste of it because it does taste a little bit like lobster.
Now, I wonder where you can get...
So crawfish etouffee pizza. Etouffee. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Mm. Paul sent that in.
we must try that.
I'll have to expand our horizons. But anyway, it is this weekend. All 3 days, it'll be downtown.
Yes.
And it's going to be lots of fun. They're going to have entertainment, all kinds of things going on. Great for the kids, family. It should be nice weather this weekend, too. So
I believe so.
A lot of fun. So that, and that's put on by Fiesta. Pensacola
Five
Fiesta.
Flags Fiesta.
Yeah, thank you, Five Flags Fiesta.
Yes. Yes, that's, and as you said, the weather's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just wander around and munch on some mud bugs. And
yum, yum, yum. All right, on that note, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. It is Monday. I hope you're having a great start to your day. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620, talking about events this past weekend, what's coming up. The Pace Center for Girls is going to be having their Men Who Cook event this coming Sunday.
Yes, I did not realize that.
Yes.
That that's always a fun
That's a
event.
Fun event, absolutely. Yeah. So that'll be Sunday 4 to 7 at Sanders Beach, and I think you can still get tickets for that. So that should be a lot of fun. And you've got the crawfish. But there's lots to do to eat.
Yes.
A lot of eating choices this weekend.
The talent amongst the chefs varies from very good to not so
that's
good.
Right. But, well, it's the 12th annual, so they're doing some right.
Yeah.
Right?
But if you don't like the food, please be polite and
aside. Oh, okay. Now, Malcolm.
No, I'm thinking about any... Yes, oh, I'm digging myself a hole here.
You are. Just give it up. Just forget
most,
that.
Let me clarify. Most of the chefs are really good.
There you go.
Yes, I shouldn't make fun of... I'm sorry.
Hey, these guys are getting out there. They're putting together a recipe. And you got to give them credit. It may not be
yes,
the best.
They're giving their time
and
talents for a great cause.
That's right. That's exactly right. So...
Thank you. I'm suitably admonished.
I didn't say a word.
You didn't have to.
Oh, my goodness.
For listeners out there, Meg is a wonderful person.
Uh-oh.
She is easygoing. But sometimes if you say the wrong thing, she can sort of give you a look that's, I just did something wrong.
Oh, no. Do I
yes,
do that?
Yes, you do have that, yes.
Oh, gosh.
You may not know that.
I don't think I didn't know that. I don't mean to, but I am pretty, I will say this. You pretty much know what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm pretty transparent.
Yes.
There's not a whole lot of guile or fakeness or something. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty much.
I would agree with that, yes.
But when you know you're in trouble is when I get really quiet.
Oh.
If we're talking about something and then all of a sudden I'm quiet, that's it.
Change the subject.
my ex-husband, what's wrong? Nothing. Mm. Yeah, I'm one of those.
Oh. The silent volcano.
Yeah, if you don't know. And that's the reason why he's an ex.
Yes.
Still working on it. All right. Moving on to Ballinger Publishing. What else is happening in your world, sir?
Well, we are right now busy working on the May edition, which focuses on parenting.
Oh, really?
And all the summer camps.
Oh, good.
Lists all the summer camps. Mm-hmm. And so you can got a great guide to for activities for your kids.
Yeah, now's the time to be signing up. I know Pensacola yes. Little Theater's doing some things. I mean, all the different arts organizations have programs.
Yes.
Certainly Mess Hall, some of the others. I know they all have summer programs.
Yeah. I would mention the opera.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great program.
Yeah.
Introduces young people to opera.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
But it's also great for them to be, you know, in a little different environment and mm-hmm. get to know people and learn to socialize and make friends. And
well, that's what's kind of neat because you meet kids from other schools.
Yeah.
And other kids that maybe you're not in school with, but from other schools around the county or whatever. Any of these kind of kids programs are always great. Get outside. Some of them in the outdoor camps, for sure. Those are good.
Mm. I remember as a kid in England, used to go camping once a year.
Did you?
Yeah. I came from 10 kids, so... You were more than happy to get away from.
10 kids?
Yes.
Wow.
5 brothers and 4 sisters.
Did you all go camping together?
No.
I was going to say,
no.
Oh my God. It'd be like an army corps showing up with the tents. And,
we used to love to go for a week. But more than anything, you got to meet other people
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't normally meet. And, mm-hmm. and it was great socialization.
Yeah, I was sent to summer camp. I say that loosely. In Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it was not Camp Glengarda, like the song. I don't know if you remember the old song. It was something like that, though. But it was run by nuns.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just... I had some great times there, and I'm not so great times there. So, but yeah, it was a whole... They don't do that anymore, I don't think. But it was a whole another experience, I will have to say.
I know nuns can be pretty strict.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, there's something that doesn't quite work with camp. And like camp's supposed about being having fun and getting out in the wild, and nuns are about learning how not to be wild little girls. So.
And I think it also teaches a little bit of independence, too. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I got to go horseback riding, and we would do canoeing and on the outdoor kind of stuff. That was a really fun part.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I know my granddaughters have done it, and it really... Really, they had a great time and in fact, did it for several years, went back.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wait to go back.
Mm-hmm. So that's
when
good.
You're out of the influence of mom and dad.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
Well, I wish they had, maybe it would be good to have adult camps where you could just get away. I guess that's what cruises are for.
That's what, they're called cruises.
The other things.
I see you looking. We have
just looking because someone has sent in a photo. So it looks like it's we were talking this earlier this morning. Andrew was talking about the C5 is going to be taking off. So there was a video that someone sent in.
Oh.
That is a huge, huge jet. Hmm. Holy moly, plane.
I don't think it's a jet, is it?
It's
isn't
huge.
It propellers?
I don't know. I mean, it's huge. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. That's what I was looking at. So anyway... What else is happening in your world? Did you have a nice holiday this weekend?
Yes, as I said, very
quiet.
Not too quiet. I'm looking forward to, as I say, next month, the parenting edition, because Downtown Crowd will have all of the events.
And when does that come out again?
Well, we try and bring it out on the first of the month
or
the last day of the previous month. And this year it will be on the first.
Which is coming. I mean, I can't believe April's almost over.
Yeah. Well, we're really now getting into the festival season.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots to do downtown.
Yeah, looking at the calendar, the 28th of April's next month. So the first is not this Thursday, but the next Thursday.
Yes.
Gosh, that's hard to believe.
Yes.
Flying by.
Yes, absolutely. And again, it'll have all of the events in there, including the festivals. We once dubbed in one of our editions of Pensacola magazine, Pensacola the festival city.
Oh, that's a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
It does.
And I think we are. We have so many different.
No doubt about it.
Different festivals.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about what's happening with Pensacola, Matt Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or comment, you can always text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, with Malcolm Ballinger, and one of our nice listeners texted in, yes, the C5 is a jet, and it did take off at 9:40 this morning.
Ah.
So I knew that there was a lot of buzz on Facebook at this morning. People looking out and look up it, because you can't miss that one. It
yes.
is huge. Really, it amazes me that something that big can get off the ground. It's like a giant. It's just huge. So thank you for texting that, and I so appreciate it.
Just something for the future, which I know is near and dear to your heart, is mm-hmm. the Art and Wine Festival
yes.
on the beach.
Yes. Pensacola Beach Chamber puts that on. It used to be in the fall, and we moved it because the weather was kind of iffy.
Mm-hmm.
And now we found the springtime weather is just beautiful. It's out on the boardwalk. We'll have entertainment, lots of artists and vendors.
May 10th.
At May 10th, it's a Saturday, right before Mother's Day, which people are like, oh, it's Mother's. No. Go Saturday. Take your mom. You can go have like lunch on the boardwalk. Yeah. You can hear some music. And then let her pick out her present. So then your shopping's done for Sunday. It worked out great. Just saying.
Don't give mom too many glasses of wine, though, before she picks out a present.
Well, true.
She might go over the top.
True. That is true. But it works out really nice because it's really something a fun thing to do in preparation for Mother's Day, which is that's Sunday, May 11th.
I did not realize it.
Yeah.
So close.
That was intentionally done, actually.
Ah.
To have a fun thing for Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, I was there, let me see, not last year, but I did go the year before and had a great time.
Good. Yeah, it's a fun event.
Yes.
It's really nice. And I know they're working hard on it. They've got lots of artists lined up already. And all kinds of artists, everything from painters to sculptors to woodworking. You'll see a little bit of everything.
I shall look
and a lot of wine.
In that case, I shall look forward
to it. Yeah, it's an art and wine festival.
Yes.
So that'll be fun, too.
Quick mention. It's a little ways in the future, but mm-hmm. near and dear to my heart, as you know, is beer, particularly craft beer.
Oh, and I didn't know what you said. Beer. I didn't know what you said.
Oh.
I was like, who? I thought it was a girl's name.
Beer.
Beer.
You say?
Beer.
Beer.
You're saying beer.
Beer.
Yeah. Beer.
I shall
or
work
beer.
On that.
I'm going to have me a beer.
Beer.
That'd be Southern.
Beer.
Anyway, because when you said I loved craft, yeah,
it's not like, until June 14th, so I can practice my beer.
You got to work on that one a little bit, my friend. And we're already out of time.
Oh,
how does that happen?
Goodness,
oh my
time
goodness,
goes too quickly.
All right, we'll go have a beer after the show. Thanks, Malcolm, for being here. It's always a pleasure. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. You can find out all about them at ballingerpublishing.com.